Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Stephanie Vance is our guest. She's the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. She's one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Stephanie, I was saying just before you got here, I was talking about how to make sure that we connect properly with our elected representatives. And, you know, whether we like them or not, whether we think they're any good or not, there is something a little bit intimidating about meeting a member of Congress. I've met many of them, and every time I do, as long as I've been doing it, even with the ones that I know fairly well, I always feel just a little bit off my guard, a little bit intimidated. And one of the things I worry about is that I'm going to waste their time. That would be, to me, that's the worst thing you can do to me, is waste my time. And for them, certainly, I know, as busy as they are, and I go to town meetings, and I see people stand up when there's a question and answer session, and they waste everybody's time by asking dumb questions or by just, you know, pontificating about something. You got any ideas on how we can be better prepared to talk to our elected representatives?
Well, Jim, I think that's really true, and I know that a lot of people are intimidated, and I think in part it's because elected officials tend to be very dynamic kinds of people. I mean, they have been elected to office, and so they have been on a campaign trail, and they do tend to have a pretty strong force of personality, regardless of, you know, like you say, whether you agree with it or not. And so I think it can be intimidating to talk with them. But you're right, you know, when people go to a town meeting and they stand up and give their 5 minutes on, you know, why they personally feel some way about something that's not particularly relevant to what everyone's thinking about, that's not a good use of anyone's time. And I always say to people that the best way to make sure that you're not wasting your elected officials' time is to ask them to do something specific on the issue that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to tell them your views on it, but it's another to say, and I hope that you will vote this way, or I hope that you will send a letter to the editor that says this, or I hope that you will attend, you know, come and visit my church or hospital or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and see these issues for yourself.
And also, is it a good idea to bring in, you know, this, you know, just to say something like, this is important to me and to the people, all the other folks who do what I do. In other words, in my case, I would say, this is something I've observed about small business. This is an important issue, not only for me, but for most of the small business owners that I know, or something like that.
That can be a good idea, as long as, you know, you have some credibility for being mm-hmm. able to say that. And I think, too, that it's really important to tie that to their legislative districts.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to care about all the small business owners in the nation, but they are going to care about the small business owners that, you know, live and work particularly
right.
in their
oh,
congressional
yeah.
district.
No, for an example would be if you are in an industry that's well representative in your district, and this is an industry issue or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Make sure that you, and all that does is it helps to develop the thing in their mind. But the main thing, I think, is to sort of be prepared for what you're going to say, think about it, maybe even make some notes. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. And I, you know, most of the time you'll only get like 5 minutes of an elected official's undivided attention.
That would be
really
a lot. That would be the most. I agree with you.
And you really want to make sure that you get your message out. And if you're not prepared, you spend, you know, 4 of those minutes in ums and ahs and gee, I'm not sure. And so you really want to make sure that you figure out what you want to say and you figure out what you want to ask for. For small business owners, I particularly recommend them seeing if they can get their elected officials to attend their local Chamber of Commerce meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Have them come for a luncheon and be willing to speak. And I know a lot of chambers do that. But it's a perfect, simple thing for people to ask for, and that gets them a little bit more of the elected officials' time. And it focuses the elected official on their issue.
One of the things that you can do that I've done in the past, if you're a member of your chamber, and especially if you're a club, a Rotary Club or a Civitan or something like that, Lions Club, if you could invite them, if you can do this way in advance, invite them to come and speak to you and to be your guest at that venue, then, as you say, you get a little more, not a lot more, but a little more face time with them. And also, what I have done is I've invited them to come by my office on the way over there, and just to visit if they get a chance to do that. So there are a number of things, but the main thing is I think the essence of all we're talking about is to think about what's going to be happening and make sure that you put your best foot forward.
Yes, absolutely, and that requires anyone, small business owners or not, anyone who's going to be communicating with their elected officials to be well informed about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a good use of an elected official's time to pontificate on a particular issue or concern and then have the elected official say, just so you know, I am a co-sponsor of that legislation.
Right.
or to not know,
or one thing that you really ought to know is the number, the designation of the bill that's in question. It really helps them. It increases your credibility if you say, I want to talk to you about H.R. 2525.
I think it does, and I think knowing the bill number, but also the bill title and
exactly,
what it does.
Right. Including the title, exactly.
Because a lot of people will contact their elected officials and say, you should support H.R. 2525 and give absolutely no explanation of what it is or what it does.
No, you're right. But the main thing, if you can set it up like that, that lets them know that you've done your homework, doesn't it?
Well, I think it really does, and it's relatively easy to do your homework. There's a lot of information on the web. There's a great website at congress.gov. which is the Library of Congress's website, and you can look up
at congress.gov?
It's www.congress.gov.
Okay, congress.gov, okay.
And you can look up any piece of legislation on that website in any particular topic.
Let me tell you another thing to do. Almost every business that anybody is in, there's a trade group representing that industry. And for small business in general, there are a number of them out there, the SBSC, Small Business Survival Committee, which is sbsc.org, and nfib.com. Those folks, they have small business issues and the bills that are in play right now. So you can go there and find issues, or go to your own trade group and find the issues that they're working on and become better informed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with our good friend Stephanie Vance, the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. We're back. It's 23 after. Stephanie Vance is our guest. The book is called Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. Stephanie, tell us where it's available, please.
Well, it's available on my website, which is www.advocacyguru.com.
All right, advocacyguru.com. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, on the site, I have a lot of free resources for people that want to figure out how to effectively communicate with their elected officials. I have a tutorial on the site. I have a lot of newsletters and articles and information. And I also have a place where people can sign up for my advocacy tip sheet, which is a biweekly newsletter that provides people with information about what they can do to be more effective.
I'm a subscriber, and it's good stuff, folks. So check that out when you get a chance at advocacyguru.com. One of the things, Stephanie, and I want to get into some actual bills here in just a minute. You should give us a rundown on that. But one of the things I want to remind people about is if you've got an attitude about something, if you've got a mad on about something that's going on, maybe it's something your representative did, or maybe they didn't do, or something somebody else has done that you're not happy about, don't take everybody else's time at a town meeting to vent that. I mean, it just makes you look really small. I've seen people do that before. I know you have too, Stephanie. And it just really is unfortunate. And also, even if you want to do it face-to-face, it really doesn't, you know, unless they've done something personally that you really think is, you know, is wrong, if it's not something they have any control about, you know, don't beat them up about it.
Well, I think that's true, and I always tell people, you know, to think about it in their own lives. I mean, how are they most influenced by people? Are you influenced by someone when they come up to you and say, you know, you're the biggest idiot I've ever met.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did this stupid thing. No, that doesn't convince you to do what that person wants you to do. People need to remember that elected officials, they represent you, but they also represent 750,000 other people who live in their district who may disagree with you on the issues of the day. So it's really very important to keep that in mind and, you know, talk to the elected officials with respect, even if
right.
you disagree with them.
Absolutely. What are some things that they're – now, they haven't really recessed yet, have they?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. They finished up the Medicare bill, and they decided, okay, we're done, we're going home, but they still haven't finished up the appropriations
right.
bills.
How many they got left to those?
I believe that the omnibus package contains 7 bills.
So there's 13 altogether, aren't there?
Right.
And so they
finished, I believe they finished 6, and so there's 7 that they had not finished.
Mm-hmm.
And they negotiated a package that they're supposed to come back and vote on this week.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some discussion about whether this package that was negotiated by the Republican leadership is actually going to get through the Congress, because some of the moderate Republicans feel like too much has been piled into these bills, and they don't want to, you know, just come back and support it because it's the end of the session and everyone's exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week. The continuing resolution that keeps the government running ends on Friday, and if they don't pass the omnibus appropriations bill, then they're going to have to pass a new continuing resolution, and there's a lot of talk about that just going through January. And then they come back in January and finish up the work.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so,
the problem, of course, sorry.
Basically, what you just described is the fact that they didn't do their job.
Yeah, I mean, what I described is that they haven't finished up the appropriations.
I mean, what if a customer said, I'm going to need this by Friday when you get it here, and we say, absolutely, that's our job, is to get there by Friday. And then a month later, we're saying, you know what, we're not quite through with this delivery, but we'll have it to you either by this Friday or maybe a month from Friday. What if we did that, Stephanie?
Well, we're in business, which is not what Congress is. Congress is not a business. Congress is a legislative organization.
Well, so I understand that, but the thing is, you know, shouldn't somebody say, you know what, we are running the business of government. You know, shouldn't we? How do we figure out a way to get them a little more accountable to doing their job?
Well, I think, you know, the problem is not just that they aren't accountable for doing their job. I think it's that everyone has different opinions about what their job is, and so part of the reasons why it's difficult to get these bills passed is because thousands of people are contacting them with, you know, 50% of those people saying we want things one way and 50% of them saying we want things the other way. And this happens
yeah.
on item after item after item in the appropriations bill. So they are trying to be accountable to the people who are contacting them. It's just that those issues are often conflicting. And
also, it's also conflicting with their interest in getting reelected.
Well, that's true, too. I think, you know, they have to remember that, you know, for the House every 2 years and for the Senate every 6 years,
mm-hmm.
they need to go before the people and say, hey, here's what I did for you. And, you know, if people really want to make sure that they get the appropriations done, if that's the most important thing to them, then that's what they should indicate to members of the Congress
mm-hmm.
is, I want you to finish this. I don't really care how it actually ends up.
Well, of course, we do care. But it just seems to me that it seems like every year, you know, we just don't get the job done, and it just seems it's a horribly inefficient system, isn't it?
Well, it is, but, you know, Jim, it's designed to be that way.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Stephanie Vance, thank you for being here. Give us the website one more time.
It's www.advocacyguru.com.
And the book is called Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. It's available at that website and also at Amazon, I think. Stephanie, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Great. Thanks
for
having me.
See you next time. Quick break. I'll be right back with Gene Siciliano. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.